KBOO Morning News for Wednesday, May 17th, 2006. I'm Chris Andre. Election results are in, and it looks like Silent Ted Kulongoski and Ron Saxton will go mano a mano in November. Yesterday, it was Bell South. Now today, Verizon says it did not hand the government customers' phone records. And in Iraq, Saddam Hussein and his former intelligence chief will testify on behalf of one of their co-defendants in their trial on crimes against humanity. And we also bring you part three of KBOO correspondent Patrick Engstrom Poor's report from Venezuela. At 7:30, Barbara Bernstein hosts Locus Focus Talk Radio. The topics will be the results of today's elections and the Bush immigration plan. At 9, it's Veterans Voice with Northwest Vets for Peace. At 10, on People Rise Up, Andrew Geller speaks with Catherine Albrecht, author of the award-winning Spy Chips, How Major Corporations and Government Plan to Track Your Every Move with RFID, about advances in implementation of radio frequency identification technology at the consumer level. That's your level. At 10:30, Andrew will interview Dr. Azam Alwash, director of the Eden Again Project, which works to restore the marshlands of southern Iraq and Iran. And Jay Thiemeyer will review the work of Portland's Aurora Chorus, a group of powerful women singing peace. And be sure to stay with us at 11. It's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Tonight on the KBOO Evening News at 5 o'clock, part 3 of the ongoing series about the upcoming Trojan implosion. KBOO reporter Doug Greedy explores the resurgence of nuclear power in the wake of global climate change. He speaks with Physicians for Social Responsibility Executive Director Catherine Thomason. In case you missed the news, Trojan Nuclear Plant is owned by Enron, and they're blowing it up this Sunday morning at 7 a.m. That's tonight on the KBOO Evening News at 5 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
This is the community calendar for Wednesday, May 17th. The Forum of Beaverton, Connecting People and Ideas, is offering a series of lectures about urban and rural issues in Oregon. The second lecture in the series will take place on Thursday, May 18th at 7 o'clock p.m. Dick Prather, project manager with the Bureau of Land Management, will be discussing the history and future of public lands, including how they are managed in Oregon. This lecture will take place in the auditorium of the Beaverton City Library. That address is 12375 Southwest 5th Street in Beaverton, Oregon. The lectures are free and refreshments will be provided. Seating is limited and registration is required. To register or obtain more information on tomorrow night's lecture, please call 503-350-4097. That number is 503-350-4097. AirTrain USA, the nation's only traveling art museum on a train, and its nationally touring art exhibition, Native Views, Influences of Modern Culture, will be opening in Milwaukee on May 19th. The public can tour the museum train located on a railroad spur at 26th Avenue off Harrison Street in Milwaukee, Oregon, from noon to 5 p.m. on Friday, May 19th, and from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 20th, and Sunday, May 21st. The AirTrain is co-sponsored by the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde and the City of Milwaukee. Native Views is a contemporary Native American art exhibition touring coast to coast aboard AirTrain USA. A nonprofit organization, AirTrain USA's mission is to enrich lives and build communities through the arts. For more information regarding AirTrain USA's visit to Milwaukee, visit the city website at cityofmilwaukee.org. The Cascade Beagle Rescue will be holding a fundraising rummage sale this weekend, May 20th and 21st. Saturday's sale will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday's sale will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The rummage sale will be held at the Dog Club of West Lynn. That address is 18675 Willamette Drive in West Lynn, Oregon, and will feature everything from furniture to knickknacks. The Cascade Beagle Rescue is a nonprofit organization that aids in the rescue and relocation of beagles. If you are a member of a nonprofit or community group and would like to have an upcoming event announced on this program, please email kboocommunitycalendar@gmail.com, or you may post your announcement on our website at kboo.fm. Please provide a contact telephone number or website address for the listening public. You've been listening to Wednesday's Community Calendar. This is Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.